Okay. Good morning, everybody. We're going to call this meeting to order at 10:06 a.m. It is the meeting of the Board of Firearm Permit Examiners, October 19th, 2023. I'm going to start by reading a brief introductory statement. For the record and in advance of hearing testimony, I would like to explain the procedures we shall be following today. First, these are civil administrative proceedings being held in accordance with Section 29-32B of Connecticut General Statutes. Under the General Statutes, this board is charged with the duty of hearing the case, inquiring and determining the facts de novo, and determining whether those facts would be just or proper cause for denying or revoking a permit. It will occasionally happen that facts and events as the issuing authority believe them to be at the time of denial or revocation justified that denial or revocation, but additional facts and circumstances which come to light during these hearings convinces the board that in all fairness, justice would be served by ordering the permit issued or reinstated. Where no additional evidence or other compelling circumstances are uncovered, however, the board will respect the judgment of the issuing authority. Under the general statutes, hearing of this board may be conducted informally, but in a manner that guarantees fundamental fairness and the right to cross-examination. All testimony will be under oath and recorded, and all laws against perjury apply to those persons testifying. Be advised this board takes perjury seriously and will refer perjury instances to the appropriate authority for full prosecution. Additionally, the board may subpoena testimony if necessary. These hearings are public hearings, and they fall within the purview of the Freedom of Information Act. Accordingly, appellants and issuing authorities are hereby advised that none of the information or documents introduced here as evidence may be excluded from the public. Both parties may be permitted to make brief opening statements, indicating the scope of the case and what they intend to show. In its opening statement, the issuing authority should briefly give the reasons for denying or revoking the appellant's application or permit. You may call witnesses to testify on your behalf. At the conclusion of each witness's testimony, the other party may cross-examine that witness. The board may also inquire with its own questions, and in doing so, it reserves the right to question all witnesses at any time or to request testimony by additional witnesses if necessary. At the conclusion of all testimony, the issuing authority and appellant may make brief closing statements. Decision of the board is by majority vote of those members present in voting. The burden of proof in these matters is by a preponderance of the evidence, and it lies with the issuing authority. Accordingly, all tie votes will inure to the appellant. In addition to today, both parties will be notified by this board's decision by mail within 20 days of today's hearing. In deference to the statutory scheme as codified in General Statutes 29-28D, and pursuant to Superior Court ruling, in an abundance of caution, the board will endeavor to maintain the confidentiality of all appellants appearing here today. Toward that end, the board will refrain from addressing the appellants by name or by noting the appellant's address, but instead will address each one simply by the title appellant. The board hereby requests all witnesses testifying here today to do likewise and to refer to each appellant only by his or her title appellant. Finally, in accordance with Superior Court ruling, the board cannot entertain hearsay testimony or testimony derived solely from erased records with regard to matters subject to erasure pursuant to General Statutes 54-142A. In those matters, testimony to the board is limited to direct evidence obtained in the course of an investigation or personal recollection of the underlying events. Last, please turn off your cell phones or put them on vibrate, and if you need to have a conversation, please go out in the hall. Do that so as not to disturb these proceedings. Okay, call of the board. Dr. Conrad.
Present.
Attorney Sinetti.
Here.
Colonel Overturf.
Here.
Mr. Gray.
Present.
Chief Rosenzweig.
Here.
And I'm here. Ms. Johnson is not present, and Colonel Lewis is not present. We do have a quorum. Call of the agenda. I'm going to be calling by case number. Case number one is 22-579. Both parties? Okay. Yeah, just have a seat. We're going to go through the whole call and then we'll call up each case after that. Case number two, 22-448.
Issuing authority.
Chief?
she did not check in.
Case number 322-324.
State.
The appellant's here? Case number 422-578.
She did not check in.
Oh, right. Okay. Case number 522-494.
The appellant did not check in.
Case number 622-545.
Also, they did not check in.
Case number 721-810.
Appellant.
Thank you both. Case number 822-317.
That's him, and the state is here.
Okay, both parties. Was there an agreement on that matter?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Case number 922-137. Both parties. Great, thank you both. Case number 1021-778.
They did not check in. They're making their agreement right now.
Kind of loud. Okay. I'm going to start by calling the agreement. Case number.
What? They're in the process of doing it right now.
Oh, that's the agreement. Well, I have to do the oath anyways. I got ahead of myself. Could anybody who's testifying here please stand and raise your right hand? Do you solemnly swear? What?
You have to stand up. There we go.
Thanks for catching that. Do you solemnly swear or affirm, as the case may be, that the evidence you shall give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or on penalties of perjury?
So swear.
Thank you. You may be seated. Do we want to do the agreement, or?
Yeah, they're just going outside. They're,
all right, we'll skip. All right, case number 122-579. Morning, both. Sir, can you please identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name and indicating the authority you're representing here today?
I'm Chief Christopher Massey. Last name is spelled M-A-S-S-E-Y. I am the issuing authority with Guilford PD.
Thank you, Chief. And the record before us, Chief, indicates that the appellant has a felony conviction from 1981. Is that what the records show for you?
That is correct.
Okay. Sir, you're aware of your felony conviction. I know it was a long time ago. It's actually 2 years after I was born, so it was a long time ago. Unfortunately, felonies don't go away unless you were to apply for a pardon and be granted that pardon. Based on that, we are not authorized to grant your appeal because of the felony conviction. So you can go forward knowing that we will have to, by law, deny your appeal, or you can withdraw the case, in which case you can either not seek a permit or you can go before the Board of Pardons. It was a Connecticut conviction, right? You can seek a pardon. If you're granted that pardon, you can reapply. The 1981 goes ways back. I don't know if anybody's going to remember exactly what happened there, but the disqualifying nature of that conviction would be removed if you had that pardon, but somebody could come in and testify as to your suitability. So it's your option what you want to do. Those are the two options. So what would you like to do?
I have to answer that right now.
What's that?
I have to answer it right now.
Yes, because your case is on right
I'll
now.
I'll just drop it. I'm 74. I'm not going to go forward with it.
Okay, so you want to withdraw your case?
74. I'm not going to keep going with it.
You're still young.
I
All right. The case is withdrawn at 10:15 a.m. You're both all set. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Chief.
I hate to keep asking. Is the agreement ready? I kind of want to move that one along. Okay. Case number 8. 22-317.